And so, inshallah ta'ala, we went extensively concerning the niyyah in Islam and how to be sincere to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and what to expect in this course. So today, inshallah ta'ala, we graduate to a new section of the class, which is in the final phase of the class. It is wudu. Wudu according to how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made wudu. And we'll be studying from the book, Make Wudu and Salah Like the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, by Sheikh Muhammad S. Adli. And those of you who do not have this book, I feel it is very important that you write the mosque here in South Carolina. You can get the address from Sister Layla. She can tell you the address. She can tell you more information on how to obtain this free book. It is free. Okay? We start, inshallah ta'ala, page 1. The Shaykh, Hafizullah, he said, all praise is due to Allah alone. May His peace and blessings be upon His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and slave, Prophet Muhammad, as well as his family and his companions. Ameen. And this is the tradition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is the tradition of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is to praise Allah and to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to send His peace and blessings upon the Prophet alayhi salatu salam. And the Shaykh said, Ameen. It is not Amen, like we used to say in Christianity. It is Ameen. And this is according to the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi sallam. And then he continued, the objective of this pamphlet is to explain how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to perform his wudu and salah, which are required of all Muslims 5 times per day. We would like to provide this demonstration to every male and female Muslim so that they may strive to utilize the Prophet's manner as a model for performing their salah. Salah means prayer, ritual prayer. It was narrated by Imam al-Bukhari that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, now I just want to put a emphasis on what I'm about to say. This is a hadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a commandment from the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and it is the pillar, it is one of the pillars of the prayer, or concerning the prayer. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, quote, perform your prayer in the same manner as you have seen me doing, end quote. And this is in Imam al-Bukhari. This hadith, the hadith means narration of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is sahih. That means, sahih means it came from the Prophet alayhi salat wa salam. It is a for surety that it came, that the Prophet alayhi salat wa salam said it or did it. He continued, therefore we explain the Prophet's manner of ablution and prayer, inshallah. And inshallah, it means if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills, or if Allah permits. Or if it is the will of Allah, however you want to view it. And this is the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Kahf, where Allah azza wa jal ordered the believers to say pertaining to future events, to always say, Insha'Allah, if Allah allows. The Sheikh continued, viewing this booklet may assist you with both pronunciation and your prayer positions. However, there is no true substitute for a teacher. Therefore, we advise you that you have your recitation checked by a teacher of the Quran at the first available chance. So the Sheikh, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserve him, he is saying, inshallah ta'ala, these texts, this book that we're going over, inshallah, it will assist you, it will help you be in the millah, but it is no substitute for a teacher. A lecture, a tape, is not a substitute for a teacher. A CD is not a substitute for a teacher. A letter, a book, is not a substitute for a teacher. Because the teacher, you can ask it questions. You can't ask a book questions, specific questions, and he give you the answer. So you could be right or you could be wrong. You could misshoot with your understanding concerning a text without someone there to say this is right, this is wrong. So to learn from a human being, and of course the human being learned from Allah and His Messenger, alayhi salatu wasalam, but to learn for a learned person, this is the preferable method of learning. Not going to get your degree off the internet. Right? Not getting you a bachelor's degree in Sharia off the internet. No. The preferable way of learning is that you sit under a person who is learned. Allah tabaraka ta'ala, He says, if you don't know, then what? Then ask those who know. So the Shaykh rahimahullah, hafizullah, he is saying, however, this text is not a substitute for a teacher. Therefore, we advise that you have your recitation checked by a teacher of the Quran at the first available choice. Inshallah ta'ala, we're going to do the best we can to try to learn at least Fatiha. At least Fatiha. And inshallah ta'ala, we're going to try our best to learn how to pronounce the basic elements of the prayer, like Bismillah, Al-Fatiha, Allahu Akbar, Subhana Rabbi Al-A'la, Subhana Rabbi Al-Azim, Sami Allahu Liman Hamida. Inshallah ta'ala, we're going to try to learn the tashahud. Inshallah ta'ala. So I request that all those who want to learn the wudu and the elements of tahara, that you attend this class every Wednesday at 4 o'clock Eastern Time in America. Okay. So the Shaykh, rahimahullah, he ended his introduction with, may Allah bless you in your efforts to protect your salah. Muhammad S. Adli, Hafizullah. So he's making dua for the worshippers who are trying to learn and perfect their worship and their salah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Page 2. The Shaykh, he started with the fundamental verse concerning the wudu. The wudu. But before we go to this verse, inshallah ta'ala, we will look at one of the greatest virtues concerning the wudu in Islam. Abu Huraira, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with him, reported that the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, quote, when a Muslim servant or a believer makes ablution and then washes his face, every sin to which he turned to look with his two eyes, goes out of his face with the water, along with the water, or with the last drop of water. Then when he wishes, washes his hands, every sin which his two hands have brought goes out of his hands with the water, or with the last drop of water. When he washes his feet, every sin which his two feet have walked to goes out with the water, or with the last drop of water. So much so that he comes out pure from all sins. And this hadith is in Sahih Muslim. This is in the authentic narration of Muslim. Once we look at this, inshallah ta'ala, we see the great virtue of wudu. We see the great virtue of wudu. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam he said, pertaining to the wudu, that when the believer, he makes the wudu, he washes his hands, right? And all those things that you have done that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't like or sin, it's when you make the wudu, with the wudu according to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with the intention, that is a proper intention, sincerely for Allah, according to the way of Rasulullah, to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes some of the sins from you, as you're making wudu, as you're making ablution, as well as your face, or your eyes, when you wash your face, your eyes, or whatever, all that which you have seen that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes not for you to see, this is a means of expiation. This is a means of expiation from those sins. Okay? Allah is so merciful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so merciful, He even put His mercy in the wudu. He put maghfirah, He put the covering and safety from sins in the wudu. While you're making wudu, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is looking, and He's looking to forgive you. And we have to remember that wudu is an act of ibadah. Ibadah means worship. Wudu is a part of worship. When you're making wudu, you're making wudu to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're preparing yourself for the prayer. We should not be making wudu, you know, and splashing this and that and this and that and hurry up and try to get... No! Wudu is a part of the salah. There's no salah without wudu. So, when it comes to wudu, you have to keep in mind that you're worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Shaykh, he continued, in preparation for the prayer, the worshiper must perform wudu ablution. Without wudu, the prayer is invalid and will not be accepted. To perform the complete ablution, adopting the methods of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is necessary to make niyyah. Niyyah means intention. and we discussed about niyyah. But briefly, niyyah means intention. And every action in Islam is by intention. It is necessary to make niyyah intention, which is a form intention. The worshipper should intend that the act of performing wudu is for the purpose of preparation for the prayer. So when you're ready to make your niyyah for the wudu, you make the niyyah that you are preparing yourself for the salah, for the salah, for the prayer. This should be your intention. Niyyah should be made in the heart, because it is an action of the heart and not of the tongue. So this is a fundamental principle, and you hear this all the time on this website, that niyyah is not on your tongue. Okay? You don't say, I intend to make salah, I intend to make wudu in for duhur prayer right now in the mosque of Masjid al-Muslimin. No. The niyyah is an action of the heart. It is not an action of the tongue. Niyyah by words is not approved by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the Shaykh, at the same time, he's not only teaching us about wudu, but he's teaching us about the ahkam al-sharia, the rulings of sharia. He said niyyah by words is not approved by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore, there are several steps to performing wudu. Performing most of these actions three times is recommended, but one or two times is sufficient for wudu. So as a general principle concerning the wudu, the recommended method is three times. For performing most of the actions, it is recommended that you do most of the actions three times. And inshallah ta'ala, we will get to it. So inshallah ta'ala, now we'll go to the Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded the believers to make wudu, or the verse concerning tahara in Islam. Tahara is another word for purification. Tahara is more broader of a meaning than wudu. Tahara could also mean istinja. It could also mean making ghusl after janaba. It could also mean wudu, and it also could mean tayammum. So the Shaykh rahimahullah, hafidhullah, he said, after niyyah, after intention, the worshipper begins the wudu by saying, Bismillah. So, in the textbook, he said that this is step number one. Step number one of the ablution or the wudu is Bismillah. You saying Bismillah. Bismillah means in the name of Allah. That is step number one of the wudu. Bismillah. Page 3. Step number two, wash both hands up to the wrist thrice, making sure that no part of the hands is left dry. Start with the right hand and then clean the left hand. Concerning the sunnah is always to start from the right hand side. Whether it's your hands, or whether it's your feet, or whether it's your forearms, etc. It is always to start from the right side. And as a footnote to this, the Prophet alayhi salat wa salam, when he was given a choice between right or left, and it was concerning the good things, he would start with the right. To start with the right first is a part of the sunnah. Most of the time. So it is to start. Step number two is to wash both hands up to the wrist thrice, making sure that no part of the hands is left dry. Start with the right hand and then clean the left. So you start washing, you run the water, and you're running the water not for the water to go. No, this is not from sunnah. To use the least amount of water possible to get the wudu done effectively, it is part of the sunnah. To wash your hands thoroughly 3 times, it is part of the sunnah. Step number 3. Rinse your mouth 3 times, taking water to the right, to your mouth with the right hand. So after you say Bismillah, after you wash your hands 3 times, starting with the right and then ending with the left, you get a handful of water in your hand and you rinse your mouth out 3 times. Separate 3 times. So rinse your mouth out, spittle to your left, another handful, rinse your mouth out, spittle towards your left, get it, a handful of water, rinse your mouth out, and spittle towards your left. Or in front of you. It doesn't matter. Step number 4. Clean the nose by sniffing water into it from the right palm and then injecting the water with the left, ejecting the water with the left hand 3 times. The same handful of water that is used to cleanse the mouth can also be used for the nose. Okay, what does this mean? This means that you get a little bit of water in your right hand after you clean your mouth, etc. You get a little bit of water in your right hand. And you sniff lightly, okay? Make sure that you hear what I said. Sniff lightly. You don't sniff, no, you're going to hurt yourself. You sniff very lightly just for you to get the job done. After you sniff, you use your left hand to blow out the water, the excess water. So step number 4 consists of using your right hand to get the water and sniffing lightly, using your left hand to blow out the excess water. This should be done 3 times. And as a new Muslim, if you just took your Shahada, believe me, this step is not always easy when you're first starting out. In fact, it was a little grotesque to me when I seen the believers doing it. But alhamdulillah, now I can do it, you know, no problem. But make sure if you just embrace Islam and you're sniffing the water, to take it easy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala burdens you, not that which you can handle. Okay, do your best. So in step number 4, there's also a component that the Sheikh, he added at the bottom. He said the same handful of water that is used to cleanse the mouth can also be used to cleanse the nose. What does this mean? Mixing step number 3 and step number 4 together. What Abu Maryam House is done. Okay? It is simple. Step number 3 composes of getting a handful of water and putting a little bit in your mouth, and while you're rinsing your mouth out, sniffing a little bit and pouring out or disposing of the water that you rinse from your mouth, and then using your left hand to eject the excess water from your nose. This is a little advance, and inshallah ta'ala, maybe next class we'll have video set up. Maybe I can show the people, inshallah ta'ala. Step number 5. The Sheikh Hafidullah, he said, wash your face thrice, from ear to ear, and forehead to chin, making sure that no part of the face is left dry. Okay? From ear to ear, if you put your finger to your right ear and to your left ear and you see, and to your little earlobe, that little piece right before your the opening of your ear, this is what the Sheikh is referring to. And then he said, from your forehead, usually your hairline begins your forehead. Okay? There's some of us, may Allah have mercy on all of us, whose hairline doesn't do justice to their forehead. Or sometimes their hairline is way back. Or sometimes they don't have a hairline, for those brothers who have bald heads. But it is common knowledge where the forehead begins. He said from forehead to chin. This is the face which the Sheikh Rahimah Hafizullah is referring to. He said, wash your face thrice, from ear to ear and forehead to chin, making sure that no part of the face is left dry. Make sure you wash your face 3 times. You wash your face 3 times, making sure that none of the components of your face that we mentioned are not dry or are left dry. And for those of you who have beards, and glory be to Allah, who has beautified the men with beards. He said, take a handful of water with your right hand and rub it beneath the chin. Males must pass the fingers through their beard. Okay, if you have a beard, you need to, it is sunnah 2, grab a handful of water with your right hand and rub beneath the chin, i.e., your beard. Step number 6, wash your forearms from the tips of your fingers up to and including the elbow thrice, beginning with the right forearm, making sure that no part is left dry. So when you start your, after you wash your beard, if you're a male, you start with your forearms. The Sheikh, Hafizullah, he said, wash your forearms from the tips of your fingers up to and including the elbow thrice. So inshallah ta'ala, this is very simple and it needs no explanation. You start with your right arm, beginning at the tips of your fingers all the way until your elbow. Make sure that you get every component of your forearm, every component of your arm, all the way up into the elbow. Make sure you get those elbows. A lot of us are ashy. So if it takes an extra rub, don't worry. Inshallah, it's for the good. And then ending with your right. I mean your left. So you do your right 3 times. Taking your time, keeping in mind that this wudu is a part of my worship to Allah. And ending with your left. When you do the same thing what you did with your right to your left, making sure you get everything and no component is left dry. And that should also be done 3 times. Step number 7. Next, wet your hands and wipe over your head. Begin with the forehead and then take them to the nape of your neck or the nape of your neck, after which you bring them back to the forehead. Okay? The Sheikh, he is saying that when we wash this component of the wudu, or you, when you wipe over this component of the wudu, your forehead, you begin at your forehead, okay? And you go all the way to the nape of your neck, or to the beginning of what is your neck. And then you come back toward the front, ending at the forehead. And he continued with the same water used to wipe the head, rub your ears by inserting the wet tips of the index finger into them. So the same water that you use to do your forehead with, you insert the index fingers into them and twist them around the folds of your ears, then pass the thumbs from the bottom upwards, getting your whole ear. And inshallah ta'ala, I hope this is simple for us to understand. It's not difficult. But inshallah ta'ala, maybe we could in the future get a camera so we can go over these components. So the Sheikh, Hafidullah, he said, finally means lastly, wash the feet up to the ankles thrice, beginning with the right foot. Make sure that no part of the feet is left dry. especially between the toes and the back of your heels. So the last component is to wash your feet up to the ankles thrice, beginning with the right, always with the right. Make sure that no part of the feet is left dry. When you're making wudu and you make the wudu, make sure that there is nothing that is left dry. Make sure that nothing is left dry, especially he's putting emphasis on the toes, especially between the toes and the back of your heels. Make sure that you pay attention to wipe between your toes and the back behind your heels. And inshallah ta'ala, I'm going to add that, I'm going to add something to this, that to use your pinky while wiping between your toes is the sunnah. And I have also asked the sheikh about this, and he confirmed that this is sunnah. So to take your pinky and to go between your toes. Okay? To make sure that all of that is wet. After which, after you do these, do each foot three times. The sheikh, hafizullah, he said, after you finish wudu, say the following dua. Dua means supplication. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. And all those who have the phonetics book or the sheikh's book, the phonetics is there. This means, I testify that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah alone, with no partner besides him. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his slave and his messenger. Next week, inshallah ta'ala, there will be a more detailed discussion pertaining to wudu. Wa barakallahu fikum. Jazakumallahu khair. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Please place your questions on the screen if you have any. At this time, any comments, corrections, commentary, questions, please place them now. There is no questions. Okay. If there's no questions, barakallahu feekum. Next Wednesday, inshallah ta'ala, we will go, maybe we'll have the camera. I know there was two steps that may be some controversy, i.e. the step of taking, mixing step three and step four, or taking the water in the mouth and putting it in the nose and injecting and, but this is sunnah, and inshallah ta'ala, we should learn this. Also with the ear. طيب بارك الله فيكم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Don't forget 4 o'clock from now on.